Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Physics Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world, to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Shlishi, the 27th day of the month of Shvat. Today is day 508. But so many of our dear brothers and sisters continue to be held hostage. We continue to pray for their swift return home to their families today. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Dr. Tzvi Hirsch Weinreb, Executive Vice President Emeritus of the Orthodox Union, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. We'll be followed by Rabbi Weinreb slowly reciting following five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew as well as in English. And then Rabbi Weinreb will lead us in the recitation of our three daily Mishaberach, the Mishaberach for our dear Chayalim, the Mishaberach for the Chatutim, for the Shvuyim. Finally, concluding with the Mishaberach L'Cholim, pausing to give each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those in need of our tefillos, in need of our prayers for a refuah, for a healing. And that will then be followed, that will be the conclusion of the call. To sign up for the daily Tehillim call reminder email, subscribe anytime at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, the link is ou.org/Tehillim call. Included in that email is a link to on demand all of the past recordings for the last almost 5 years. You can access it all there at ou.org/Tehillim call. And again, to sponsor daily call for a day, a week, a month, for any occasion, can be done so at ou.org/call, ou.org/call. With great honor, Rabbi Weinreb.
Thank you very much, Rabbi Herman. And thank you to all who are listening to this brief talk and to the philos, to the prayers that will ensue. It's no news to any of you that we live in very special times, perhaps unprecedented. The differences in our lives are obvious, have been obvious, certainly since October 7th, 2023, with the horrible events then, followed by a war. The war is now hopefully in some type of a ceasefire, but the war is still going on, and we're in an Aesara, we're in a difficult period of time. And a period of time that we don't know just when and how move on to a better place. After October 7th, some of us thought there'd be a quick war and that would be the end of it, but obviously it's still going on in one way or another, sometimes very violent and sometimes a bit more peaceful, and always troublesome. And what can we do, you and I, do in response to all these changes, to all these difficulties, to all the tragedy, to the trauma, to the loss of life, to the bereaved widows and orphans, and people who are displaced from their homes, thousands and thousands of people, to the many, many wounded soldiers and other victims of terror. There's a lot to pray for. I'd like to share with you just a thought or two from the writings of a person with great insight into the nature of prayer and the nature of difficulties. His name was Simcha Zissel, his actual name, Simcha Zissel. And he was known as the Alter, the old man of Kelm. Kelm is a small town in Lithuania, which has a very special yeshiva, which was founded by the Alter of Kelm back in the late 19th century, and which was destroyed in the Holocaust destroyed, and many of the students and faculty of that school at that time, at the time of the Holocaust, the alcove Kelim had passed away long before that. And he was an expert in what's called Musar. Musar is often translated as ethics, but it goes beyond just ethics. It's the entire process of relationships between individuals and other individuals, and between individuals and the clan and the society, the culture, or in our case, the nation. We are a nation. Am Yisrael. We are a nation. Nation with all kinds of people, with all kinds of persuasions, with all kinds of talents and skills, and with all kinds of needs. And it's incumbent upon all of us as individuals, private persons, to do something about the nation. What can you and I do as individuals for an entire nation? So I'm going to quote from two passages in the collected writings, the many volumes of collected writings of this man, the Alter, the old man of Kelm, or of Simcha Wiesel, this is not the good wrote. He wrote and incorporated in this collection of his writings are letters, personal letters that he wrote to his son. His son's name was Nochum Zev. His son succeeded him in managing that yeshiva way back in the early years of the 20th century. And it's hard to tell from the letter just how old his son was at the time. Was he an adult? Was he still a young man? Or a young boy, perhaps? One of those letters is entitled Hamishtadel B'Tovoson Shel Yisrael. He or she who puts in effort, great effort, for the benefit of the Jewish people. The benefit of the Jewish people does not mean that every single individual has to solve all the problems of the Jewish people. It means really very small things, very small gestures. He gives a few examples. One is the example that he had with the what he calls the Nedive Ashkenaz. Kelm was in Lithuania, and Lithuania in general was, Jews in Lithuania were in general poor, poverty-stricken, limited in their financial abilities. And to run a yeshiva, the students, feeding them, taking care of them, sometimes clothing them or healing them, etc., and hiring teachers, costs money. So he turned to various wealthy people in Germany. And there he met with great success. And he refers to them with great thanks. And he says, look at these Nedive Ashkenaz. These are wealthy people, some extremely wealthy, famous names. Others, just individuals who responded to an appeal. And he writes, V'chol ma sheyachol ha'odom lehishtadel b'tovosom shel Yisrael. Whatever a person can do to try his or her best, the benefit, the tovasan, for the good, for the well-being of Shel Yisrael, of the Jewish people, whether it's begufam means physically, materially, money, writing checks, giving contributions, Timon and Nivei Ashkenaz, like his friends, the wealthy people of Ashkenaz, Yivorchei Hashem b'chol tov selo, may the good Lord bless them forever. That's one type of a person. These are individuals, but individuals who can do a lot with simply making a small contribution, large contribution, small contribution, it's all the same. And then he gives also another example. All of us, meaning me and the Alkos Lapotka and the faculty, look what we're doing. We're getting a small stipend, a minuscule salary. And with that, we are teaching Torah. We're teaching the fear of God to young people. We're leading them on the, what he calls the field of faith, the Sedei Emunah. And we're doing that with our greatest efforts. And the Talmud tells us that if a person does one mitzvah, also mitzvah achas, ashrov, how fortunate is that person? Shehechriya es atmovi es kol ha'olam the kafskos that he has tips to scales in the proper direction for the entire world. It was possible for an individual with a mitzvahas, with one small gesture, with one thank you, with one visit to the sick, with one time spent with a widow, with one volunteering for any one of the numerous asset organizations, charity organizations which exist in the United States and across the world and to a very great extent in the land of Israel. Wherever we are, whatever we can do, it doesn't have to be something beyond our capabilities. Whatever is within our power to do, that's all that's necessary. That's all that's necessary. Mitzvah, one mitzvah. So often we feel defeated. I personally confess, I too feel defeated. What can I do? I can write a letter, I can give a speech, you know. There's a war going on. There's all sorts of problems. We have an apartment in Israel, Yerushalayim, and in the apartment building there are two displaced families from the north of Israel who have been there since late 2023, so it's going on 2 full years. One of them has a large family, 5 or 6 young children, completely displaced. The children are away from their friends, away from their school, away from their surroundings. Tremendous pressure. What can I do about it? And sometimes all I can do is say good morning, make sure I know the name of each of these children who's looking for friendship, and perhaps every once in a while, with the permission of their parents, giving them a candy or some type of a small game or something. Mitzvahas, a small gesture. And each of us listening now can consider, what can I do today, tomorrow, soon? A small gesture, whether it's a contribution, or whether it's a visit, or whether it's a good word, whether it's a letter written, whether it's an email forwarded, whatever it is, some small thing that can help this entire network, complex network of great difficulties that we are all now facing. Remember that, Sigmorim, the Sephis Kedushin, the Femmer Days, Asa Mitzvah Achas, a person who does one Mitzvah Ashrov, may he or she are fortunate beyond imagination. Yehriya is Asmo, because you tip the scales, your own scales, we're all being judged every moment. Imagine tipping the scales in our favor. He has Kohola. We're not only influencing the Middle East, we're influencing the entire world. We're facing anti-Semitism in the entire world, in Australia, in Japan, in Germany, I mean, you name it. And that tips the scales from one mitzvah, the power of the individual. An important lesson, there's much more to say about it, but I hope I made my point. At this point, we can turn to the tefillos, beginning with the Psalm, Tehillim, 20, and we'll recite it together. Here and there I will interpose an English translation, but if you have the graphics in front of you from the PDF that's available, you can see the English translation alongside the Hebrew words. We'll recite it together, not responsively. As I recite, you can recite along with me. Ramnatseach mizmor v'tofi. Yancho Adonoi v'yom tzor. Yisagevcho shem Elokei Yaakov. Yishlach ezrecho mikodesh v'mitzion yisodecho. Yizkor kol minchosecho v'yolosecho yedash nesela. May the good Lord remember every good thing that we've done, kol minchosecha, every small contribution that we made. The korban mincha was a meal, M-E-A-L, offering the Beis HaMikdash. All it cost the person who brought that sacrifice was a bit of flour and a bit of oil. So the pasuk is saying, may God remember the small contributions that each of us, humble as we are, offer, whether it's in the ancient temple or whether it's nowadays, in whatever context we live. May he consider those who give an ola is an animal sacrifice, an entire sheep or goat, a big sacrifice, equally blessed. May God grant you what's in your heart, Sometimes you can't do anything. We're whatever. We're old. We're ill. We're desperate ourselves. We're imprisoned. Right? Look at the people who have been hostages, who have been freed. And the things that they did, small things they did in the tunnels of Gaza, and the worst of conceivable situations, but they did favors to each other from their heart. May the Ribono Shel Olam fulfill all your desires. There are those, our enemies, are armed with chariots and with horses and with tanks and with rockets and with drones, but we are battling not only with military equipment, but with the name of God. They will fall and be defeated. We will stand and we will be encouraged, hopeful. Let's go further to Kapitel Chaf Gimel, Psalm 23, very famous psalm. Mizmor LeDavid, Adonai Ro'i Lo Echzor, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, I lack nothing. In Os Deshe Yarbitseni, Amei Menuchos Yinahaleni, Nafshi Yishovei V'Yancheni V'Maglek Tzedek L'Maan Shemo, even if I walk in the valley of the shadow of death, in the tunnels of Gaza, lo iraro, I will not fear evil, ki ato imodi. Ribono Shel Olam is with us wherever we are, whatever desperate straits we're in, he's with us. Shiftecho meshantecho hema inachamuni. Aroch lefonai shulcho leket sorodoi, ishanto vashem en roshi, kelsi reboya, Achtovo Chesed Yirdefuni Kol Yemei Chayav Shafti Beveis Hashem Shafti Beveis Adonoi L'Odech Yomim. Now we can go ahead to the next psalm, which I'm not able to find on my. Give me a moment, please. I'll get it somehow. Okay, so we did Psalm 20. Psalm 121. Shilam Aleph. Lift up my eyes to the mountains. Mountains. There's a drasha here. El Hahorim, to the mountains, can be read El Hahorim. Think back to our parents, to our ancestors, to our patriarchs and matriarchs of old. Me'ayin yavo Ezri. From where does my help come? Ezri me'yim Adonoi. Osei shumayim v'oretz. Al yitain lamot raglecha al yonum shomrecha. Hine lo yonum v'lo yishon shomer Yisrael. Adonoi shomrecha, Adonoi tzilcha al yad yiminecha. Yomum ha'shemesh lo yakeko v'yoreach pamoilu. Adonai Yishmorcha Mikol Ra. May God protect you from all sorts of evil, verbal evil, insults, humiliation, as well as enemies, well-armed and devious, maniacal and monstrous. Mikol Ra. May he protect us from every kind of evil. Yishmor es nafshecha Adonai Yishmor tseiso v'echa me'ato v'yad olam. We'll proceed now to Hillel Kuflamid, Psalm 130. Shir HaMalos, Mimam Akim Kerosicho Adonai. God, I call upon you from the depths of my heart, from the most sincere aspects of my personality, from deep, deep, deep into my authentic self, Mimam Akim, from the depths. Adonai Shimo Vakoli, listen to my voice. I've sinned. But if God, if you're going to judge everyone who sins, no one is going to be proven purely and innocent. Adonai mi yamod. No one can stand in front of God's judgment. So please, v'imcha haslicha. Forgiveness is with you, Ribon Shalom. Aman tivore. Ki visi Adonai kifso nashi v'lidvoro obholti. Nashi ladonoi mi shomrim laboke, shomrim laboke. I'm like a person in a deep, dark night, waiting for the dawn, waiting for the light to come. We're all waiting for the light of peace, the light of hope, the light of salvation, the light of productive society, the light of friendship. We're all waiting for that light to come through in full force. Achel Yisrael el Adonoi, ki im Adonoi hachesed v'harbe imo fedus. Uhu yifteh es Yisrael, yikol Adonozov. I'll now read Capital 142, Psalm 142, Kufnen Beis, which I have a special connection to it because the yeshiva that I went to, the old Rabbi Yaakov Yosef RGJ, long ago, many of my rabbi and many of my teachers have spent the Holocaust years after escaping in miraculous ways from Hitler's grasp. They settled in Shanghai and spent years there. And, of course, that was a desperate situation to do that. But the Psalm of Tehillim that they recited typically was this one, Kuf Mem Beis, and we'll see why. Maskila David v'hiyoso b'ma'oro safi. This is a prayer of David, of King David, when he was in a cave. He was imprisoned and stuck in a cave. And this is how he prayed, in a cave, in a tunnel, in a desperate situation, in a far-flung corner of the world, when the rest of the world was involved in World War II, and somehow they found some refuge there, the cave. Koli el Adonai Yezok, Koli el Adonai Yezchanam, I pleaded with God, I spoke before my Sihi, I poured out my troubles before him. Tarasi lefanov agid, v'hisatev olai ruchi, yatom, yodata nesivasi. No one sees me. No one recognizes me. Avad monos mi meni. I see no escape. Ain't no reisha nafshi. No one sticks out his hand to help me. Ain't no reisha nafshi. So akti elecha Adonai. Yom arti ato machsi chelki bi eretz achayim. Akshivo el vi nasi. Listen to my song. A song, my music, my melody. Listen to that aspect of me. I'm very impoverished. Asilaini may those five. He omtsu mi meni. My enemies are, they're overpowering me. But see on me maske nafshi lahoto seshenecho. Di yastiru tzadikim ki sigmo. Oh Lord. Try to get to the next section, which is the the various prayers that we want to recite together. Okay, we'll say now Achenu Kobeis Yisrael. This is a prayer that's become very, very popular, unfortunately. It's the prayer for all who are suffering in various ways, wherever they are. And if you first notice, it begins with Achenu, my brothers. Every Jew is a brother or a sister to every other Jew. We begin Achenu. Kol Beis Yisrael, and the whole house of Israel, wherever they live, whatever their degree of religiosity, old and young, sick and well, etc., we're calling all of them. All of them on the Sunan Bitsoro of Hashem. We are all, wherever we are, we're in great trouble. And we are starting to understand we're all in captivity. We're in captivity as long as there are captives. Whether we're at sea or on dry land. May God have mercy and compassion upon them. Deliver them from woe until comfort. From darkness to light. Umishibu the Geula, from slavery to freedom. Hashla, now, Ba'agola, quickly. Uvizman Korir, very soon. Today, now. The Noma Amen, may we all say Amen together. Now we'll recite the Mishaberach, a prayer for the Israel Defense Forces. For our precious soldiers, I have two grandsons who are in the reserves in the Army. One is now on duty. I'm not allowed to say where exactly he is and what he's doing. And the other has not yet been called back for duty, but probably will at some point. And we pray for them. We pray, of course, for every single soldier, male, female, generals, and privates and volunteers, everyone. Yishuberach Abuseinu Avram Yitzchak Yaakov Yivorech Eschayolei Tzuro Adonol Yisrael. The Anshei Kochot HaBitocho, not just the army, but the police, Ha'omdim Al Mishmar Atzeinu, who guard, stand guard over our land, Yorei Eloheinu, and the cities of our God. Migvul HaLevanon, from north, from Lebanon, Yad, Mitbar Mitzrayim, until the deserts near Egypt, and Hayom HaGadol, the great Mediterranean Sea, Avavo O'Arafo, until the plains, Yel-Ayanets, Uvachom Mokum She'im, wherever they are, Ayapasho, on land, Bo'avir, the Air Force, in the air, Uvayom, Navy, on the sea, Yitain Adonai Yisoyveinu HaKomim Oleinu Nikofim L'Tneye HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishmor V'Yatsir L'Chayoleinu Mikol Tzoro V'Tzuto Mikol Nega U'Machlo. May God save them, protect them from every type of woe, from every type of injury, from every type of disease. Yishlach Barucho V'Hatzlocha, give them blessing and success B'Chol Ma'aseh Yideyem and all that they do. Yandera And a prayer for those still being held captive, and there's still quite a few being held captive. Baruch Hashem, for the many who have been freed. How sad, how heart-rendingly sad we are about the two children and their mother who were murdered in captivity. And his bodies will be buried. I understand that the funeral will be tomorrow. The burial will be tomorrow. Mishaberach Habuseinu Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov Yosef Moshe Ve'aron David Ushlomo. Those captured soldiers, captured many years ago in some cases, and are missing in action. And all of our brethren who are in captivity. That's this entire community. The community that's on and your phone's right now listening. We are the Kol HaKadosh, the holy community. And we pray together. We're all praying together. Mispaleo, Ba'avudom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yemole Vachnim Aleyem, Yotziyem Mechoshech V'Tzalmoves, U'Mososeyem Yenatek, U'Mimtsukoseyem Yoshiyem, Yeshivem Mehero L'Chek Mishpachoseyem. May they be quickly returned to the lap of their families. Now, a Mishaberach for the Cholim. Many of us, I'm sure, and I'll in my case, I know for sure, personally, there are people who are not in the army, not in the Navy, but who are sick, elderly who are sick, and young people are sick, some with childhood diseases, etc. And we pray for all of them. I will pause at a proper moment for each of us to verbalize quietly the name of the person we're praying for. Generally, the custom is to pray for the person, male or female, by his or her name, and to say the son or daughter of person's mother, if you know the name, if you don't know the mother's name, the father's name, or even a common surname is appropriate. God knows whom we're referring to. But that's a common way. The common custom is person's name, male or female, ben or bas, son or daughter of whomever the mother's name is. Mishabeda Havusainu Avram Yitzchok Yaakov, Moshe V'Aaron, David U'Shlomo. U'yivorech es hacholim, and here is the point to insert the name or names, the people you especially like to pray for. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimolei Rachamim Aleihem, may God have compassion upon them, Achalima Mulrapusam, to heal them and to cure them, Achaskam, to strengthen them, Ulachayota, and to bring them to full life, Yishlach Lahem Eheva Rafua Shlema, send them quickly a total, complete cure, in Hashemai, L'chol Ebreyem, Ol Giyayem, Tov Shaor Chole Yisrael, Fuat HaNefesh, Fuat HaGuf, curing, a healing for the soul and a healing for the body. Ashta Ba'agola, Uizman Koriv, quickly, hopefully soon, in Omar Omein, may we all recite together. Amen. Thank you for listening. May we be privileged to have here, Pesorot Tovot, to hear good news. Shalom Al Yisrael.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Weinreb. It's such a treat to have you on. You are a true treasure to the Jewish people. We deeply appreciate you taking the time to be with us today. Please God, near to Hashem, we look forward to having you back on the program soon in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment with tefillah, a prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Shinechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Am Yisrael around the world.